Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, we're live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. And then at 6:30 tonight, it'll be the Saints Coaches Show. I'll visit Pensacola, Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. Bobby will join in, and we'll have Saints interim head coach Darren Rizzi, and his guest tonight will be Saints running back coach Derek Foster. Bob, I can't say it's a surprise. Tommy Tucker and I were talking this morning, and the loss yesterday to Carolina, 23-22, reminded me a little bit about kind of the end with Coach Hank Stram. They were the first team that ever got beat by the Tampa Bay Bucs. Tampa almost went 2 years without a victory.
I think they lost 20-some games.
And all of a sudden, the second-to-last game of the season, they come to the Superdome. Man, they put it on the Saints that day. And I think it was the tipping point for John Meacham to get rid of Hank. He coached one more game, then he got fired. This sort of has the similarities to it. Because you lost to the worst team in the National Football League, 23-22. So where does that put you at this stage?
That means you're in the bottom 30, 31, or 32. You might say, okay, you lost to the worst team, so now, I don't know, we split with the worst team. And now, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't upset Atlanta. Because I think that, you know, sometimes you make a change and the players look in the mirror.
You get a little bump.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that can happen. That mean you're winning anything, but it could be a short-term bump. But when you look at it, look, the Saints have never lost, like, seven games in a row since Buddy D's hire with Mike Ditka.
That's right.
And, you know, Buddy D wanted Mike Ditka here, and that's the last time they lost seven games in a row.
And he said, Mike, they're going to put that on my tombstone, that I'm the one who recommended Mike Ditka to be the head coach of the Saints.
Well,
he used to joke about it all the time.
Well, it's just, you can't, it's not fiction. You can't write this, but this is what occurred. This is two things that caught my attention. You know, when you get an opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League, and given that opportunity, I would say if you coaching as a head coach 75-plus games, what do you do with that opportunity? Well, Dennis Allen won right under 33% of the time, so really a third of the time, career. He was 26-53. Now, when you think about that, you got to count what he did with the Raiders and the Saints, 26-53. And they've had 149 coaches with 75-plus games, and Dennis Allen is 147th. You know who's like 148, 149? I should say it's a tie, and these guys could coach. Only Joe Bugle. Joe Bugle won a Super Bowl with the Redskins, and Mike, remember those Redskins Super Bowls?
Yep.
I mean, Joe Bugle, not a head coach. With the Raiders, I think the Redskins – but never, but a great offensive line coach.
Yeah, he was with the Cardinals.
Yeah. So Joe Bugel. And then another one was Marion Campbell. Marion Campbell, I think that
he
was
coached the Falcons twice as a head coach.
Was he a player with the Eagles?
Or yes, did
he,
yes.
Yeah. And then Coach, like, the greatest, largest margin of victory ever by a Saints team over the Falcons when Marion Campbell was the coach. We won, it was the strike here in 1987. We won 38-0. So when you look at Joe Bugel and Marion Campbell, they had a winning percentage of 30%. So Dennis Allen a little bit better at right under 33%. So, no, that's a big enough sample size. You coaching 75-plus games, like I said, Dennis Allen being 26-53 as a head coach. He's going to resurface. You know, you have a wheelhouse. He'll resurface. Mike, if not even short-term, as a defensive coordinator, like a defensive backs. He'll be a defensive back, and then he might have another chance to be a defensive coordinator.
Bob, I think with so many teams today hiring young offensive coaches, the market for a defensive coordinator is going to be lengthy because you bring it up all the time. We've talked about it. 6 to 8 coaches get fired every year.
Yeah.
Now we've got two of them fired.
Yeah.
And, okay, what you at the midway point,
What's going to happen with the Cowgirls, in Dallas? No, when all said and done, it's going to be 6, 7, 8 coaches that get fired every year. But it just goes to show you, this blew my mind when you consider the sample size. The Carolina Panthers are the first team in the Super Bowl era. Now, y'all, the Super Bowls we've watched in the Super Bowl era, to win a game, Carolina beating the Saints with under 250 total yards. They had zero takeaways and plus 425 total yards allowed. And what the hell just happened? And the Saints end up losing that game. Mike, it's just mind-boggling. When you look at it, and you cannot sugarcoat it. I mean, if you look at what occurred, I mean, you're talking about 200 and some plus games by far. Okay, I got it here right here, exactly. The Saints were the first team in the last 20 years to lose when they had outgained their opponent by more than 150 yards and had at least 150 yards rushing, won the turnover battle. The rest of the league. Was 275-0 in that span. Now it's 275-1. And it continues. The Saints are the first team to record 3 interceptions, score 27 points, and lose by 24 or more since 1950. The first team to not have a winning record through 4 games after outscoring teams by 57 points. So you look how the season started and that great 2-0 start. No, there was something like, when you look at that, the Saints should have the record at least of what Atlanta has right now when you look at those numbers.
Yeah, but Bob, again, it goes back down to this is a bottom line business, wins and losses.
Yep.
You can have all the stats in the world. All fans want. Man, they want to put a W up on the board.
Whether it's an ugly win or not.
It's an ugly win or not.
Yeah.
They might complain about the ugly win, but still, bottom line is this business is all about winning. And I think just generational-wise, man, you're on a short leash today. We see coaches get fired in 1 year. They don't have the job a little bit more than a year. They're gone. And because ownership feels as though they have to reach out to the fans, or maybe that coach doesn't connect with the ownership very well. So it was the tipping point. It hit rock bottom. It had to be done. It had to be done today.
Yeah, and you got to play in the postseason. Look, Coach Allen, he's yet to make the playoffs as a head coach. And look, he was in his third season, a 6-game losing streak as a head coach, 2 times with the Raiders and 1 time with the Saints. So, listen, you can like Dennis Allen, but it's just it is a result. It is a production business. Either you're winning or losing. You look, you don't get style points how we beat Carolina and beat the Cowgirls to start the season. Man, you win or lose the game.
That almost seems like 2 years ago. And I think the first 2 games of the season and what we were seeing is like, man, this can't be real. And yet we saw them dominate. And then that Philadelphia game was sort of the skid. and you got a bunch of injuries. You lose Eric McCoy, who I think is one hell of a football player, and then you lose another close game to Atlanta where your defense doesn't give up one offensive touchdown.
Well,
and you still figured out how to lose.
Now, how you close out games, how we close out the game against Philadelphia, how we close out the game against Atlanta, how we close out the game yesterday against Carolina. All we needed is a field goal. I'm going to ask Coach Rizzi, why in the hell we got to move the sticks for fourth and four? Why are we throwing it 30 yards down the field to Cedric Wilson? I mean, when you do an option route with Alvin Kamara and try and get a first down, and you get a field goal range and you win the game. I mean, I mean that's just some things that I question, those decisions. And, you know, Sean Payton wasn't perfect. But we all know what we think of Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And
you got some big moccasins to fill when you take over.
The 16 years of stability. Now, he was shaky. If y'all remember, it was about a decade ago. He was shaky for a three-year run. Remember, 7-9 campaign from 2014, 15, and 16. But Coach Payton had skins on the wall. Coach Payton won a Super Bowl and led the Saints to four other playoff appearances. So you have a little leeway if you're able to do that. But that's when our defense was so sorry.
You were setting records on offense and setting records how bad you were on defense.
Yeah. So, without Drew Brees, those 7-9 seasons, we might have won three or four games. So that's why there was no leeway with Coach Allen. If you look at his high water mark, the career was last year 9-8. And you look how we finished, and so close but so far, and you're not in the postseason, so... That didn't surprise me that we had to make changes. And I know Mickey would probably want to take this quote back. He said, you have to look beyond the results. Mm. No, it's the NFL. The results, all that matters. It's pro football. It's not PE class. You can't look beyond the results. Injuries, every NFL team has injuries. You can't look at that. Now, you could say maybe we're a snake bit at one position. Look, you have three out of your starting five offensive linemen that are out, and our offensive line was questionable come August.
And your running backs got
hurt. And then your running backs get hurt, and look at yesterday, the secondary.
The receivers.
But you look at the receivers now. You got Chris Olave dealing with concussion. You got Rashid Shaheed out for the season. But you look, we didn't have Paulson and Debo. We didn't have Lattimore. All of a sudden, Kool-Aid's out. We're counting on Kool-Aid this year, even though he's young. We had Alante Taylor, even with all that. No, it does matter also the perception that how you lose. You know, you might think because there was still hope for the fans, even how we lost to the Eagles in Atlanta. But as of late, when you start looking like you start losing by 18, 20 points and all that, then it's like, no. It's not like, oh, if the ball would have did this or that. No, as of late, that did not happen. The last time I thought I was still optimistic about the season was, damn, we should have beat Atlanta. Well, we have a chance this Sunday. We'll see what happens.
We'll be back with more Second Guess live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, right after this break.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Second Guest Show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on till 6:30 tonight. I know we got some callers waiting, but we wanted to play you a couple of clips. Tyrann Mathieu, along with Foster Morrow, met the media today. And on this clip, Tyrann Mathieu says the defense got Dennis Allen fired.
I mean, it's tough, man. I think anytime you lose as many games as we lost in a row, I mean, a lot of questions have to get answered. You know, things have to change. But like I told the defensive back unit, man, like, man, if you don't feel bad, like, something's probably wrong with you. You know, like, I absolutely believe that, you know, defensively, we played probably the biggest role in, you know, him getting fired. You know, like, to go from a really good defense to a defense that's really kind of unrecognizable, you know what I mean? Like, as far as our standard goes, yeah, man, like that's tough. And I think we defensively played the biggest role, you know, with the way we played, the way we didn't close out games, you know, tackling has kind of been an issue for us really all season. You know, I felt like we were able to take the ball away. We just didn't really capitalize on it too often, you know. So I think defensively, man, like we probably played the biggest role, you know, in him not being here anymore.
That was Tyrann Mathieu and Bob.
Well, he's speaking the truth.
Yeah, and when you lose that, your side of the ball, because Dennis Allen's a defensive coach.
Well, that's his wheelhouse. That's his baby.
And when you start to lose that, you know, it's going to come apart.
Yeah, and it was always one thing after the other. It could be a crucial penalty against you, like Paulson Adebo. Or it could be the missed tackles. Honey Badger, I love Honey Badger, one of the greatest LSU players ever. But he's an old pro. And I'm not talking about an old pro as far as having success. An old pro like where he's going to miss one or two significant tackles a game. And that's supposed to be where, if we're going to win this year, I thought if we were going to be hovering around 8-9, 9-8, and the ball's bouncing away, we get the double-digit wins, our defense had to kick ass. And that didn't happen.
Nope.
And so that's not happening. So that's a Honey Badger was right on it. He goes, yeah, we wanted the main reason why Dennis Allen's no longer the head coach.
You can't disagree with him there. Tyrann also spoke on his belief in the Saints' new interim head coach, Darren Rizzi.
I think you'll see us come closer. I think we'll be way more accountable. And I actually believe in Riz. I think Riz is the type of coach and the type of leader and the type of man that really can kind of command the room. I think he kind of knows what buttons to push to motivate his guys, right? And he's a straight shooter. And I think you need that sometimes. I think guys need to be called out sometimes, right? Like, and so, you know, I think Riz is going to provide us, like, with that sense of reality, you know what I mean, like always. And so I'm just looking forward to really playing for him because, like I said, you know, he's a special teams coach, and I don't spend a lot of time with him, but we have a great relationship. And I think that says a lot about, you know, who he is as a coach. You know, I think, you know, I've been on a few teams where special teams coaches don't really talk to guys that they don't need. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, he's a guy that has a really good relationship with a lot of people, you know, as far as players and stuff goes. So, you know, I think he'll be all right. And, you know, on another note, like this is an opportunity for him, too, to kind of make his mark and show the rest of the league that he can kind of command the team and, you know, push those guys in the right direction. So I'm excited about it. I mean, obviously, you know, you never want anyone to be fired, you know, because we all got bills, we all got kids, right? And it's just not a good feeling, you know, when you know somebody's, you know, not going to be with you anymore. So I think Riz will do a great job. I think Joe Woods has coached in his league a lot. I think he's proven. And so, you know, he called a lot of plays for us in training camp too. So I kind of already know like what type of game we'll be playing, you know, Sunday. So, yeah, man, I believe in those two guys. And, you know, like I said, obviously under different circumstances, you know, right. But yeah, man, I believe in
Bob, Tyrann Mathieu talking about Darren Rizzi, the Saints' new interim head coach. You know, what's funny. I was doing a show somewhere else for one of the Yahoo networks. It popped in my head that Brad Holmes, when he hired Dan Campbell, he said one of the reasons he went back and checked how Dan Campbell, he was the interim coach with the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
How he handled that situation. And he said that had a place in when I hired Dan. I felt the way he handled a bad spot really helped him get the spot in Detroit.
Well, yeah, it's going to be like you have to call out players and not just you know, be buddy buddies with sometimes because they're well compensated. Whether it be like, well, you might be in a meeting, in a position meeting, like, well, look how we closed out the game. You can't have those damn stupid penalties. I mean, you know, everybody talks about 2-minute offense, but you look at 4-minute offense. How are we going to close out the game and all of a sudden, you know, you have the lead, and then you want to close out the game, but then down at this, it's just like 2nd and 30, 3rd and 18. And then you look at the penalties. Then all of a sudden, 1st and 23. How are you going to have sustained drive? So those penalties, look, you got to be held accountable. When you look at that, the missed tackles, and, you know, call out a player. What, you forgot how to tackle? Haven't you been playing tackle football your whole life? It has to be a lot of tough love and concentration or lack of concentration, drop passes. And then, you know, and all of a sudden, Coach Rizzi could say, like, okay, how am I going to manage the game? As far as clock management, all that. Everybody has to look in the mirror and be able to look at one another. Everybody has to be pulling in the same direction. You know, when you do that, the tug of war and that and all, and you're pulling on the rope, are we all pulling in the same direction? So that's where you got to get, where everyone believes and trusts one another. And sometimes you go, I made a mistake, you move on. No. If you want to be a pro, you can't continuously make those kind of mistakes, or the NFL will be not for long.
Bob, one of the things, and the finer points of details, I think this team, it didn't hit that. It did the first two games, but afterwards you could start to see details, the execution of a play. Something went wrong. And, okay, this isn't golf or tennis. So if one guy messes up out of the 11, guess what? Play don't work. The finer points of detail this team is not good at.
Well, and I don't know. You're talking man to man. And I don't know, different personalities. When Paulson and Debo keeps being overly aggressive and getting penalties that cost you and put the opponent in field goal range, like, what the hell are you doing? You cannot, come on, your technique, you cannot be undisciplined. You cannot hold them or get pass interference. I mean, you think about that. They probably said, like, oh, man, I know you know, just don't.
I know you know how to do it right.
Yeah, but.
So do it right the next time.
Yeah, don't do it again. No, sometimes you got to challenge a player. And sometimes, I don't know, this generation, can you challenge them? I don't know.
And how they take being challenged.
Yeah,
that's the other part.
Well, you can't transfer in the NFL. You know, in college football,
yeah,
I'm going to the transfer portal. Well, you can't do that in the NFL. You know, you with a team if you're under contract until they want to get rid of you.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Oh, the coach is mean to me.
Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us, and they got the squares up for the Monday night football game, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app at 7:30. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hollywood, you had Fouchon right now at work or what?
No, I'm in Thibodeau. The doctor described my problem as diverticulitis, so I'm getting better.
Okay, so you're getting better. All right, got you. What do you think, Hollywood?
What you got, Hollywood?
A lot of fans in the area of Thibodeau when we have conversations like y'all have in the area, y'all area. I was hearing that if they didn't fire Dennis Allen, or even to make a change at quarterback with Derek Carr, just put Hayne in. A lot of fans were going to jump. They were saying they're not going to watch a game or none of that. Did y'all hear anything where y'all at in y'all area?
They're not changing the quarterback. If Derek Carr is healthy, he's going to be the quarterback. Now, he was a little rusty. He kind of threw that ball high. That was a kill shot to Chris Olave. But when Michael Thomas calling him out on social media, oh, he did that with me. No, he didn't. You just took a – he didn't throw you a bad pass to get hurt. If Michael Thomas is all that – now I'm going off on a tangent. If Michael Thomas is all that, why he's not on the other NFL team? You know why? Because he's a cancer in the locker room.
Hollywood, what he did yesterday, if that was any hope of him getting back into the NFL, I know how the NFL works. He ain't playing no more.
Well, you got to get rid of the damn social media account, whatever.
And that's not good to do. You can think that, and maybe tell your friends that. You don't, but you can't go on social media and say it if you're thinking about playing again.
Because you're a bad influence in the locker room, and you don't want that. And you know what? And Michael Thomas was the NFL Offensive Player of the Year. That's just so sad about that.
Man.
That's not they just gave that because they liked him. No, that's what he accomplished.
And think about.
Well, he's going from the penthouse to the outhouse. That ain't Michael Thomas.
Think about when he won that, then he got the big contract, and he had a big year.
Yeah, that year. That year, but after that.
Then it was one injury after another, after another, after another.
You know, and he's avoiding the Saints in the offseason, doing the rehab and all that. No. He got that $50 million guarantee. You don't know a human being's heart. They might have a lot of human beings, but you guarantee anybody $50 million, they might give you the middle finger, and I'm going to do what I want. And that kind of. Almost where Michael Thomas is. Now, that's before taxes, but still, that's a lot of money. And Michael Thomas, where he's at, I ain't putting up with that headache. No, Michael Thomas might hate on me. I don't care. I mean, come on.
But we both know how the NFL works.
Yes.
And what he did yesterday, that was a self-inflicted wound.
That means you mustn't want to play back in the NFL.
Thanks so much for the call, Hollywood. We appreciate it. Let's go to Leroy in Mississippi. Leroy, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby, Cajun Cannon. And Mike Dettillier, this is Leroy. I used to be from Terrytown, but now I'm from Monticello, Mississippi. Last time I called
in. What made you move?
What made me move? Well, the hurricane and all my family's here.
That's all I needed to hear. Hurricane. I got you.
Hurricane Katrina. Anyway, I didn't move till 2008. But anyway, man, that was some horrible tackling yesterday. That was some horrible play calling yesterday. That was some horrible play yesterday by a lot of people, you know, especially on the defense, you know. The play calling, first and 30, you're going to throw a pass downfield from inside your 20-yard line? What's up with that?
Well, no, you're talking about first and 30. You got to.
He was backed up inside the 20-yard line.
You said why you passed
it. Two penalties on him in a row.
Yeah. Trevor Penny got to be. I'm just glad we're not talking every game negative about Trevor Penny. Now, that's negative when he gets those two penalties. That was a significant part of the game. But I'm just glad Trevor Penny has not been a player that, we bring it up every week. I mean, I think he's done enough. I mean, you could see him progressing.
He's been solid.
Yeah. I mean, not he was justified in number one draft pick.
No.
But overall, Trevor Penning, I'm not worried about Trevor Penning. I'm worried about a lot of other things.
No, they got – bottom line is this is a personnel issue with this football team. That's the crux of your problem, personnel, having enough talent that if you have an injury, it's not a Mount Everest drop-off.
Well, and to me, it's the young –
and all the early picks that you've missed.
It's the young personnel.
Yep.
It's like the young players, we don't have, I mean, you take for granted when you have all of a sudden and how they worked out with the draft. You look at Teron Armstead, you look at Carl Nix, you look at Jari Evans. You're going on. The Saints, the one thing, you know, the Saints have always done post-Katrina, we always got a kick-ass center. But now our damn center's hurt. The best player on the offensive line is hurt.
And I
but
think
that's one
the second
thing,
most
going
important.
In almost two decades, we've had a center.
And the second most important player on the field. He touches the ball every play. The quarterback is who he is. You always tell me that, and you're right. But the next one is center. You control that offensive line. You're the conductor of the orchestra.
And the Cesar Ruiz is guard, I think I could see him progressing. But it's like even if you compare him to like even Jari Evans and Carl Nix, Cesar Ruiz can't hold their jock. And even as good as Eric McCoy is, we got Max Young on that Jimmy Graham trade from Seattle. So we think every offensive line is supposed to be like that. Nah, they don't fall off trees.
This is just bad luck, but the injury to Ryan Ramczyk in knee-wise.
No, that was terrible.
Because at his age, he would be hitting years that he could play a long time. It's just
without a doubt.
Bad luck.
Well, Ryan Ramczyk, now that was a great latter first-round pick, but then bad luck with injuries. I don't know. We kind of snake bit that a little bit there.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in our number one of the Second Guess Show. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobbo, man, today's firing basically has dominated all over the country about the Saints. Because when you fire a head coach, you one of 32 in the world that's a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, that's a prestige position, and can you take advantage of that position if you put there? And that's what Coach Rizzi looks at right now. That's a great opportunity for me.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.